California has decided not to give school students standardized tests for the next 2 years as it makes the transition to Common Core education standards. But the federal government says that move violates the No Child Left Behind law. It's threatening to withhold $15 million from the state's Department of Education unless California changes course. And it says more than $3 billion may be at risk. David Plank is executive director of the research organization Policy Analysis for California Education.
California has said, yes, we're going to have to make this transition anyway, and it simply makes sense to make a clean break. The federal government is saying you can't do that.
Plank says the new assessments California will give once it completes the transition to Common Core will comply with the federal rules. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.